Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1427 of our trek, and it is time for our three-minute mini-trek called Humor Unplugged. Our Thursday podcast will provide you with a clean and short funny story to help you to lighten up and live a rich and satisfying life. Something to cheer you and provide a bit of levity in your life. We are told in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 30, a cheerful look brings joy to the heart. Good news makes for good health. We are also encouraged in Proverbs chapter 17, verse 22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Consider this your vitamin supplement of cheer for today. So let's jump right in with today's funny, which is titled, The Judge. All was finally quiet at the governor's mansion after a hectic and stressful day. About 11 p.m., Governor Smith told Jim, his chief of staff, that he was going to retire for the evening as he was exhausted and he knew the next day would be equally as busy. Jim wished him a good night and said that he had a few more things to do before heading home himself. Just as Jim was about to leave, shortly after midnight, the phone rang in the governor's office. Jim considered not answering it, but with everything that was going on recently, he figured anyone calling at this hour, it must be important. As he answered, one of the top attorneys for the state, Don Donaldson, frantically blurted out, "I need to talk to the governor. It's an emergency." Jim explained that Governor Smith had gone to bed over an hour ago and asked if it could wait until morning. Attorney Donaldson responded, "Absolutely not." After some more cajoling, Jim agreed to wake him. After a few minutes, Governor Smith, sounding somewhat tired, said, "Don, what's so blame important that you can't wait until morning?" Sounding very anxious, Don excitedly said, "Chief Justice Pearson just died, and I want to take his place. I thought I better get my name in." Governor Smith, not believing that he was woken from such a deep sleep to be asked such a ridiculous question, started to fume. After a few moments of silence, trying to clear his mind and gain some composure, the governor finally replied, "Well, it's okay with me if it's okay with a funeral home." Well, I hope that brought a smile to your face today. If it did, pass your smile on to someone else. We could all use a kind smile each day. Our Thursday thought is, take a deep breath and give yourself permission to step back from everything that is making you feel anxious. Here is our verse for today, Psalm chapter 127, verse 2. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat. For God gives rest to his loved ones. And just as you enjoy these nuggets of humor, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,426 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for Futuristic Friday.